Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios, this is Bloomberg Daybreak for Thursday, January 26th. Coming up this hour,
Tesla shares rally after earnings top estimates.
Chevron announces a big stock buyback following record profits.
We get a key reading on fourth quarter economic growth.
And Donald Trump is back on Facebook.
There's a legal tussle over Madison Square Garden's use of facial recognition technology. Plus, Russian missiles strike the capital of Ukraine. I'm Michael Barr. More ahead.
I'm John Stashower in sports. The Nets, Rangers, Islanders, and St. John's all lost. They're playing the women's semifinals at the Australian Open.
That's all straight ahead on Bloomberg Daybreak. On Bloomberg 1130 New York, Bloomberg 99.1 Washington, D.C., Bloomberg 1061 Boston, Bloomberg 960 San Francisco, Sirius XM 119, and around the world on BloombergRadio.com and via the Bloomberg Business app.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Here are the stories we're following today.
The lift in NASDAQ futures this morning follows an earnings beat from Tesla. Those shares are up nearly 7% in early trading. Let's get the latest live with Bloomberg's Steve Rappaport. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Nathan and Karen. Better numbers and a better forecast are driving Tesla stock in pre-market trading after the electric automaker topped fourth quarter expectations and said it's on track to deliver about 1.8 million vehicles this year, representing a production boost of about 38%. If the pre-market gains hold, shares will rise more than 50% from a January 6th low. As of yesterday's close, the stock is down 65% from its all-time high. Live in New York, I'm Steve Rappaport, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Steve, thank you. Well, IBM is also out with earnings and job cuts. Fourth quarter revenue is unchanged at $16.7 billion. IBM also said it will eliminate about 1.5% of its global workforce. That's about 3,900 jobs.
Well, we're also watching shares of Chevron this morning, Karen. They are up 2.5% in early trading. The oil giant plans to buy back $75 billion in shares after reaping record profits last year. Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett has the story.
The stock repurchase program will kick in April 1st and will be triple the size of the previous authorization unveiled in early 2019. Chevron also will pay investors $1.51 a share dividend on March 10th. Big Oil reaped record profits last year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as oil, natural gas, and crude refining margins surged and Western governments sought to isolate the Vladimir Putin regime. Chevron reports fourth quarter results tomorrow. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Well, earnings continue to roll in with more than two dozen companies in the S&P 500 reporting today. Intel is one of the bigger names on the list, and we get a preview from Bloomberg's Jeff Bellinger.
Analysts are not bullish about Intel, given the weakness in demand from the personal computer and data center markets, and the fact that the company cut its annual forecast twice in the second half of 2022. Bloomberg Intelligence says the chipmaker may report sequential declines in both its client and data center segments. Investors may pay more attention to Intel's 2023 guidance than the numbers from the holiday quarter. They'll want to know, among other things, whether cash flow will be strong enough to maintain the quarterly dividend. Jeff Bellinger, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Thanks, Jeff. Turning to the economy now, we get important data from the U.S. today. The government issues fourth quarter GDP, and economists anticipate a respectable showing. Bloomberg's Vinny Del Giudice reports.
Economists are forecasting the U.S. economy expanded at a 2.6% pace in the closing months of last year, boosted by household spending on services. Bloomberg Economics says many Americans are benefiting from wage gains and money stashed away during the pandemic. Looking ahead, economists surveyed by Bloomberg anticipate U.S. economic growth will drop by 0.6% this quarter and by 0.3% next quarter. Also on today's U.S. data agenda, forecasts call for decent numbers on jobless claims and durable goods orders, but a drop in new home sales. Vinny Dale, Judice, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Great, Vinny, thank you. Well, as we await that reading on economic growth, forecasts for a recession remain front and center. Strategists like Binky Chadha at Deutsche Bank are still predicting a contraction.
Very important aspect of the recession playbook to keep in mind if you're thinking out 12 months is that equities, you know, pretty robustly bottom about halfway through. So if you have a two-quarter recession, they will come all the way back basically in Q4. And so my Q1 target is my year-end target.
And that year-end target from Deutsche Bank Chief Global Strategist Binky Chadha is 4,500 for the S&P 500.
Well, Karen, we have new developments this morning involving that computer glitch at the New York Stock Exchange. Bloomberg News has learned the problem's been traced to an employee who left a backup system running. That mistake triggered wild market swings involving more than 250 companies. Thousands of trades were canceled, and the cost of the issue has yet to be determined.
Well, now to the intersection of technology and politics, Nathan. There's word that Meta Platforms is going to end the suspension of former President Donald Trump. Ed Baxter has the story from our Bloomberg 960 newsroom in San Francisco.
This ends 2 years of being banned. Meta says from the beginning it was for an undetermined amount of time and that the public should be able to hear what their politicians are saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly, so they can make informed choices at the ballot box. At the same time now, Meta says it has changed oversight rules that can cause another suspension if violated with more severe penalties. Meta says it will restore the accounts in the coming weeks. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, thank you. Turning overseas, we have a change at the top at Toyota. The Japanese automaker is promoting Lexus president Koji Sato to CEO. Sato's job will be to guide the company through the challenges of electrification and automation.
And the hottest job in the market right now, Nathan, might not just be truck drivers and nurses. Overseas, the biggest need for many companies is for chief financial officers. According to the executive search firm Spencer Stuart, openings for CFOs are up nearly a third compared to last year. Companies are asking for more from their finance directors with inflation and higher interest rates signaling the end of easy money. Straight ahead, we have your latest local headlines, and this is Bloomberg.
Thank you, Karen. It is 49 degrees in Central Park. We'll have sunny breaks this afternoon. It's going to be breezy and brisk, partly cloudy tonight, heading down to the 30s. Time now to take a look at some of the other stories making news in New York and around the world with Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nathan. Ukraine faces what appears to be the 11th major barrage of Russian missile strikes since early October aimed at energy infrastructure and other civilian targets. Explosions were heard in Kyiv, with at least one person reported killed in the capital. Strikes were also reported in Odessa and other regions. It comes after President Biden announced yesterday the U.S. will be sending more than 30 of its best tanks, the M1A2 Abrams, to Ukraine.
There is no offensive threat to Russia. If Russia troops return to Russia, they'll be there where they belong. This war would be over today.
Germany also said yesterday it would send its Leopard 2 tanks to Kyiv. New York Mayor Eric Adams will deliver his State of the City address today. Adams is expected to talk about several issues, including the homeless situation and crime. He will also discuss the economic situation of the city. Adams will give his speech in Queens at noon. New York State Attorney General Letitia James is raising concerns about Madison Square Garden using facial recognition technology to keep out people who work for anybody suing the company. James also questions whether the facial recognition software that MSG uses to identify individuals is reliable, citing research that suggests the technology may be biased against people of color and women. MSG defends the ban and opposes a bill introduced by New York State lawmakers to prohibit sports venues from refusing entry to perceived enemies of their owners. Investigators in Monterey Park, California, are still trying to find a motive for Saturday's shooting at a ballroom that left 11 people dead. According to Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna, the suspected gunman, 72-year-old Hukan Tran, was not married, and they have found no signs he was romantically connected to any of the victims.
Based on the interviews the investigators are still conducting, they have not been able to establish a connection between the suspect and any of the victims thus far.
Sheriff Luna says Tran later killed himself after the mass shooting. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts, more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr, and this is Bloomberg, Nathan.
Thanks, Michael. Time for our Bloomberg Sports Update, brought to you by Tri-State Audi with John Stashower.
Thanks, Nathan. Nets and Sixers, about a year after they swung that big James Harden for Ben Simmons trade. Harden, some heroics down the stretch, and Philadelphia won a high-scoring affair, 137-133. This game was tied at 41 after the first quarter. Seth Curry was also in that trade. He led Brooklyn with 32 points. The Nets are 2-5 without Kevin Durant. Knicks tonight visit the league-leading Celtics. Rangers in Toronto had a lead with 5 minutes left, but the game went to overtime. It was decided very early.
Here comes out and comes in front of the net and scores! Holy mackerel! What a move! Mitch Marner undresses two. Rangers cuts across the goal crease and outweighs Shesterkin to win the game. 19 seconds into overtime.
Yes, and the call. 3-2 leads. Philip Hedl, both the Ranger goals. Islanders struggling to score just 18 goals in their last 11 games, and 10 of those were losses. They fell 2-1 at Ottawa. St. John's went to Omaha, let Creighton score 52 points in both halves. Red Storm got trounced, 104-76. Fordham won at St. Bonaventure. The Rams are 16-4. The Giants, Brian Daboll, named a finalist to win Coach of the Year. Saquon Barkley, a finalist for the comeback player, and two Jets could win the rookie awards. Garrett Wilson on offense, Sauce Gardner on defense. Women's semifinals at the Australian Open, and Elena Rybakina has won the first set from Victoria Azarenka. They'll be followed by Arina Sabalenka versus Magda Linette, who is unseeded. She's already beaten five seeded players. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Live from coast to coast, from New York to San Francisco, Boston to Washington, D.C., nationwide on Sirius XM, the Bloomberg Business App, and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Hager. As we continue to watch shares of Tesla this morning, they're up more than 7% after profits came in better than expected in the latest quarter for the electric vehicle maker. But Elon Musk's company is sending some mixed signals about future delivery. So let's get into these numbers now. We're joined by Bloomberg News automotive editor Stefan Nikola. Stefan, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us. The company says it is on track to deliver about 1.8 million vehicles this year, but it's talking about getting back to its long-term target as soon as possible. That's like 50% is the number they keep talking about for annual growth over multiple years. 1.8 million vehicles isn't quite there, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Good morning. That's correct. 1.8 million cars isn't quite there. It's just over 30%. And that's still, though, a decent increase, especially given the concerns about demand late last year. Tesla lowered prices for its cars in several of its markets, and that will help demand. Also, Elon Musk said during the call that in January, demand was at twice the rate of production. So that's some good news for demand. But yeah, the 50% target is still a bit elusive.
Well, how realistic, Stefan, is that production or that demand expectation for Elon Musk, given that over the last few months he's been talking about the idea that recession is pretty much inevitable?
Yeah, so and he mentioned some of those concerns during the call as well: high interest rates, a potential recession, inflation in parts of the world. He also said that technically they could deliver 2 million cars. That's not their goal, but it's a technical possibility. I think a lot of things will have to happen. Production will have to be ramped up at several of Tesla's key factories across the world. We can't see another components shortage crisis like the semiconductor crunch that we saw last year. And, it also depends a bit on how Tesla's brand will develop this year, especially given Elon Musk's mixed track record, especially when it comes to buying Twitter and his handling of the social media company.
Yeah, certainly that does seem to be a pretty significant headwind for a lot of investors with the focus on Twitter right now. What is the expectation that Elon Musk will be able to sort of triangulate his attention with Tesla and Twitter?
So, Elon is, known for not needing a lot of sleep. However, the past months, he has seemed a bit distracted. And while he, on the call, was quite bullish about Twitter, saying that, it's a great platform for his brand. And he touted his 120-something million followers on Twitter. There still is concern that too much of his time goes into fixing the platform and too little time is being invested in overhauling Tesla's product lineup, which is lacking in some respects. The Cybertruck is going to start production this year, but volume production won't happen until 2024. Let's see what the semi-big rig does this year. So lots of question marks on the Tesla side that he needs to get around to fixing.
Yeah, since you mentioned Cybertruck, Stefan, this is a product that Elon Musk has promised year after year after year, and the target to introduce it keeps getting pushed back. What's the likelihood that a Cybertruck actually does get delivered next year?
So he did say that, the Cybertruck will start production sometime this summer. That's obviously produced in Austin, but that's it's not clear how many units that factory will make this year, but volume production won't happen until 2024. I would suspect that's more toward the later half of that year. on the semi, you know, Tesla plans to invest in a Nevada facility to scale up production. But yeah, you rightly mentioned the Cybertruck as sort of the big thing, next thing. You know, some people are very excited about that model. At the same time, Tesla is under pressure to deliver on the in the pickup market for its F-150 Lightning and the Rivian models, as well as the GM Silverado that's coming later this year, have somewhat of a head start. So yeah. He's under pressure to get, you know, a big part of that very lucrative pickup market.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond.
Look for us on your podcast feed at 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 1061 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco.
Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, "Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130.
Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, SiriusXM Channel 119, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code Radio20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.